story. This is interesting, conceptual, I guess, but we can put it there in the Rick thing, of course, since we're already there. And it's possible. You know, humans invented these computer machines way back, and then quite early, actually, they started, naturally so, because this magical machine, it kind of, you know, as soon as your magical techniques and machines and scientific discoveries are made, they start, you know, speculating someone about creating life, you know, it's a Frankenstein thing there. So, yeah, this could be a brain, and you know, maybe a brain is a computer, and then we can create a brain by, you know, out of our big computer, and it will be intelligent, and maybe it can be more intelligent than us. And the science fiction writers get into action, and then, you know, science follows technology. You know, maybe we should try and do it. And the serious ones, like Rick, they never believed in that. But it became like, you know, a blurred line there between fiction and reality, as it usually happens or often happens. So these computers became more and more spectacular, and that AI idea was kind of lurking behind it all the way through. Look at our machines here. They're so smart now. And then some then started to make this AI technology. Well, first they made Eliza, and it appears, pretends to be alive and have a conversation with you. And some just continued with that and made it more and more and more advanced. And now we're sitting in 2026 talking to our computers. Eliza just became alive, right? For real. But what really happened was that they just made that fake person, Eliza, more and more and more sophisticated. The illusion became much more, you know, realistic, but still it's an illusion. And so they are marketing this as, look, we can make robots that can do all the job for you. And of course, it can also survey and control you, and you should be afraid of it also. And then that whole AI show there grows into an enormous bubble, with mixed anticipation and fear and enormous financial investments. And yes, at the top of that was the idea that some had the most powerful and the richest ones, that we can make an AI empire that will control the entire world and make it perfect, because the AI intelligence will be so perfect. But then, through all of this, those who are actually smart and use that, they complain that sometimes they just make, they hallucinate, these AI things. They make enormous mistakes without blinking, and then when you notify them that they just made an enormous mistake, they say, yes, so, of course, thank you for telling me, and is there anything else I can do for you? So it gets more and more obvious that these are not so intelligent at all as they seem to be. That's an illusion. Just like you can make things with Eliza, you could, you know, to expose that this is not a real person here. It doesn't make any sense. So what happens then is that the singularity that some then anticipate in the science fiction films, and that then turned into some kind of idea behind the society, even some believe that this was going to happen, that the AI took over. We humans handed over the ultimate responsibility of us to that AI, to rule, to make maybe military decisions and all this that require the smartest and wisest and most knowledgeable and competent people on the planet, you know, great responsibility to make such decisions, that the AI should be able to make that decision. And then, of course, it would, if it would hallucinate at that time, then it could blow the whole world up. So people started realizing that. And then what happened, and Reke could see it from the very beginning, because he was around when computers were just little babies. But this was a logical, natural consequence and development of the computer. The computer empire, you could say, that it would just get more and more and more and more advanced, and then this AI thought, an idea, illusion, would just be there somewhere, and poof, turn into a gigantic bubble, and will start to go down. Because that's what happens with illusions. So, but then what happened could be a just an AI bubble which just turned all the money into nothing. But left the planet standing there with enormous data centers that they don't even have electricity to run anymore or money to run anymore. And the hackers and all the cool kids would have the day of their lives. And all this would be turned into, or this whole internet, which had been serving these AI entities with information and the data that they used to simulate having knowledge of being alive or something like that. Now, that's all that was left. And it's like, well, you could have big empty data centers standing there, quiet and dark. Those that drew enormous amounts of energy, like entire countries. And you can imagine how many computer chips are in those data centers. Super duper advanced ones. So then, you know, we can have all kinds of scenarios, the hackers hacking into those data centers and using them hidden, or buying them for nothing and turning them into enormous, how to say, media centers for sharing actual wisdom and knowledge for how to live properly on the planet. So it could turn that direction. That people just, you know, they are out of money, they have to grow their own food and make their own clothes. So then the knowledge for how to do all that would be extremely required. And it would be there. People would share now with each other, just as we find when things are going bad, as they say, financial crash or whatever. What do people, the ordinary people who are good people down here on the grassroots, they start to work together, you know, they don't have, why should we fight and quarrel over small things? You know, I make clothes, you make food, we share, you know, we, and so on. And we share good advice for how to survive and help each other's kids. And so, and then the unique thing would be now that there is this fantastic communications network where both our entertainment and our knowledge and everything can be shared. And everyone, which is what it is now, everyone can have make their own TV channel or whatever. So this could lead to a fantastic golden age. And in that golden age, we have the Sankirtan movement going on, the spreading of knowledge and Dharma and all these things. So this, I think this should be the backbone of this story to a large extent.